My daughter had said to me one time, why don't you make a CD or an album of all those songs you're always playing for the kids so I can share it with them when you're not here? And I thought that was a pretty good idea, and I started on the process. And the more I did, I thought about, well, what message do I want to send to my grandchildren? What songs would have an important kind of message that I want a younger generation to hear that had an impact on me when I was growing up? And I grew up with a lot of the early folk singers, the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Bob Dylan, James Taylor, and I was really influenced by the music that they brought to my generation, and I wanted to pass some of my favorite songs onto my grandkids. And they always look at me kind of funny when I play them, like, you know, what are these songs, because they don't usually hear them on the radio. But songs of imagination like Puff the Magic Dragon are just powerful. And my daughter had always said to me that imagination is the most important thing, Albert Einstein had said to people, and she passed that on to me. And so I believe that teaching kids to be creative and to use their imagination is important.
That is Don Zeman. His album is called Minstrels of the North Woods, and it includes 14 folk songs handpicked for his grandchildren. Every song is a collaboration between Don and other musicians from around northern Minnesota. And being a longtime advocate for youth in the Bemidji area, Don decided to take the album beyond the scope of his immediate family and make it available for everyone, with half of the money from sales going toward scholarships. Scholarships that can be used for art or music lessons at Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji. How did you sift through all the great folk songs and even, well, is All Through the Night, is that an Irish song?
All Through the Night is an old Welsh lullaby, but it's included in a lot of Irish collections because it comes from that era of folk songs. But the song itself is over 250 years old. It came through a lot of different revisions over the years, but it's listed in those old Celtic melodies and songs. It's probably much older than that. That was a song that my mother had sung to me, and my mother passed away this last February, and I was glad we could get it done in time for her to hear it. I grew up listening to that song and the security that it gives you to know that the angels are watching over you at night and that you're safe and you're warm and the like. So I turned to a good friend, Carrie Grace, and said, can you do this piece for me? And she was familiar with it, and we had to work on it a little bit. And the fun part was we got her to sing her own harmonies on the piece, and it turned out just phenomenally. And then we added Dan Will's keyboards to it, and we really like that song.
Sleep, my child, in peace, attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels, God will send thee all through the night. Soft the drowsy hours are creeping, hill and vale in slumber sleeping. I, my loving vigil keeping, all
What are some of the messages that you have chosen to kind of convey through songs?
Well, You've Got a Friend is a very powerful song written by Carole King. That's such a powerful message that we do need friends in our lives when we're having hard times, when we're struggling with things. And so I asked a friend of mine, Carrie Grace, to come in and do some vocal tracks for it. And her voice is so sweet and so pretty and just, to me, conveys that emotion of, yeah, there is somebody out there that will help you, that will guide you. You will have friends in your life. And that was a message I wanted my grandkids to hear.
If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name and you know wherever I am, I'll come running.
Oh, you know, Katie, you told me about KBXC's listening area, and we've got artists here from Popaski to Bisida. So we've got people here from Bemidji and the surrounding area that bring folk arts at their very best to this CD and to this music. And I worked really hard to do the finger picking, the guitar work, some of the vocals, and then I brought in friends of mine like John Henningsgaard to sing or to play harmonica or to add a lick. We had Doyle Turner come in to sing a song, and then we drafted him to play an instrumental that we couldn't find anyplace else. We got Christy Tell Miller to come in and do a little mandolin. So we really drafted on every friend I could drag into the studio with Troy Fawcett and Supple Studios here in Bemidji to put some of these songs together. John Henningsgaard did the song Lake Charles in the Past, which is a Lucinda Williams song. I first heard it on KEXE, for that matter, and as John had talked about it and shared it with us, we thought, well, we want to include it, but mostly for the important reason that it talks about as we go through the challenges in our lives, as we go through the passing of our lives. This is Lucinda Williams' personal recollection and story about her lover, her boyfriend, who had passed away. And it was years, this took place years after they had been together, but she heard about it and flew out to see him and got there right as he is passing away and wrote the story about, you know, did an angel whisper in your ear? Who was there for you in those last long moments? And my friend John does a real nice job of doing the guitar work and singing the song and telling the story of a man that grew up in that New Orleans, Lake Charles area with all the history, all the music going on, all the culture of that area. And she had absorbed some of that because she was from that area when she was with him and the like. But the song itself is something, but it's her tribute to somebody that had brought a lot of music and joy to her, and she's singing about it. She's saying goodbye to him. And that's kind of a powerful message, too.
But did an angel whisper in your ear and hold you close, take away your fear? Those long last moments.
Talking with Don Zeman today about his CD, Minstrels of the North Woods, Folk Songs for the Young at Heart. It's a CD he put together with several of his musician friends. Initially, it was meant for his grandchildren, but it is for sale at Headwaters Music and Art in downtown Bemidji, and half of the proceeds will go towards scholarships for students at Headwaters School.
The CD itself talks about some of those older songs, too. There's a song on there by Jimmy Davis called Nobody's Darling But Mine, and I got a couple of my friends to come in and help me with that, Don Leet and Ken Nichols, and that's a song that was written back in the 30s by Jimmy Davis. He wrote You Are My Sunshine. He became so popular, so well known, that he was elected governor of the state of Louisiana twice, all because of popularity. He was very popular with his music at that time. And, you know, folk musicians have that ability to speak to people about common elements. And Nobody's Darling But Mine talks about caring for somebody, wanting them to be your darling and the like. And again, it's kind of a message I wanted to pass on to my grandkids.
Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine.
Have you produced other albums?
You know, I'd worked with Gary Berger in the past, local legend, who had a recording studio here. And in 2000, I did a CD of original songs that I had written. And John and others had helped me with that at that time. And then 2010, I did another one of all of original songs. But this was the first one where I took established songs and you hear things or you want to hear a particular voice or a blend of voices. And Puff, I could hear harmonica in the background and I wanted to hear how that would come together. That song for me was where the impetus for this whole thing came together. I want that idea of that creative energy coming through. And it's funny how generation after generation will find something new. But Elon Musk, heard that song, Puff the Magic Dragon. He named his spaceship Dragon because of Puff the Magic Dragon that he grew up listening to. So I think musicians, songwriters learn a lot of things. Peter Yarrow wrote it off a poem that a friend of his had written, and he gave that friend songwriting credit on it. The guy's still getting royalty checks on it to this day. But Leonard Lipton was his name. In 1959, he wrote a short poem about a magic dragon. And Peter Yarrow took that, wove it into Puff the Magic Dragon. And then, of course, he and Peter, Paul, and Mary in 1963 released it and had a huge hit with it. But it still, you know, touches people. It's been used in children's shows and things like that, but that creative energy to do those things that deliver a message about something that's important to people and to families is maybe something I was looking at as I put this together.
That is Don Zeman. His album, Folk Songs for the Young at Heart, Minstrels of the North Woods, was originally created for his grandchildren, but is now available for purchase at Headwaters Music and Arts in Bemidji, where half of all proceeds will go toward student scholarships. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.